Oh, this morning I'd like to kind of review or gather together, perhaps, or go on a journey through a little bit our practice, our exploration with the mindfulness of breathing this week. And and particularly then to touch on the fourth tetrad, these wisdom contemplations that we've been touching on as we've gone through the week. So we can feel perhaps the amazing fullness and great potential in terms of awakening, in terms of healing, that is really available to us moment to moment. I know, isn't it, that, oh, you know, as we sit here now, just being able to have a place to come in ourselves, where we can actually be present with what's actually happening. So perhaps in our life, you know, when we're on the bus, or when we're in our own house, or when we're just sitting here, oh, here is the breath, here is the body. Here is the feeling, here is the mind. Here is the sounds and sights, and all of this great range of experience in a human life. So we can always very fruitfully come back to this body. This body sitting here, this posture that we've been cultivating. Posture, what is that, of body that can settle, that can find a place to abide, to stay, place to settle and the resource that this is in our life, I think, cannot be underestimated. It's so, so simple. Just right now, feeling that we can feel, you know, however we feel, you know, and how that changes moment to moment, but can you feel that contact, you know, of your body with the cushion or the chair or the legs on the floor? Just for a few moments, really, really letting yourself connect with that. That contact, ground, earth. And again, seeing, oh, how much effort does it take for that to happen? Probably not much. Well, sometimes in our life, when we're in a great storm, it takes great effort. Just to come to this simplicity of contact. And then we can just gently scan our attention through the body, just noticing how, as we move through the different areas of the body, we can just simply open to however it is. space for the body to be met. This bodily, this changing dynamic experience to be known, to allow it to be known, be felt, be experienced. So we can really draw on this resource of our embodied presence, the depth and breadth of that. And we can also be careful to just keep cultivating that, or connecting with that, knowing that. Coming back to that whenever we get lost and drawn up into thoughts and energies and emotions, can open up, can connect with the body. And then we can touch on the practice or the inclination to open to what is well, what is pleasant, what is okay in our experience. Such a powerful habit, for maybe all of us at times, to focus on what's difficult or unpleasant. And so being able to again open to the just basic aliveness, letting that spread. And opening a space in our body and around us and that sense of contentment that's really available when we can just let things be. So through this, we support ourselves and let's make it easier for us and to actually inhabit the body and the mind, so we can open to the activities of the mind. Breathing with that, being aware of that, that right now, it's very direct, the awareness of conscious, what's in consciousness, sounds, these sensations, be thoughts, and that more murky or sometimes hard to define world of mood or emotion or mind state. Feeling and really drawing on that sense of steadiness in our posture, in our being, in our mind to allow, to acknowledge and allow just however it is right now for us. So, perhaps when there's more steadiness and openness, we can more easily direct our attention to the process of our experience. We're not so caught up in the content of it, the specifics. And to be able to feel, to know the impermanence of phenomena, of experience, we can really take this up as a contemplation for our day if we wish to. You take the opportunity to use or focus our sensitivity that we've been developing to open to the changing dynamic nature of mind, body, feeling. The breathing, feeling that unique life of each breath. Feeling its changing textures and rhythms. Feeling how it responds to our mind, to our heart. Feeling how it responds to kindness. Opening up to the whole field of our experience and just noticing, contemplating how uncertain, or amorphous, begin to that sense that we can't quite put your finger on what anything is. And you begin to notice when there's not so much of clear thought, you know, shoulder, and we're dropping out of that more clear concept image. What is that experience of shoulder? When we're not kind of holding on to any idea about it. So we can contemplate this. Could say this aspect of the truth of our experience. See what happens when we do that. Often this contemplation is linked with the following contemplation. It can really bring about a sense of fading, of quietening of experience. Noticing that things pass. Things arise and we can be quite fixated on that aspect, if you like. of things being present and things arising and coming into awareness. And with this contemplation we can begin to notice that things pass. There is arising and there is passing. A single breath has a life. It arises and it passes. And we can begin to relax into that fading, that quietening. It's a natural process, not trying to make things quiet, but just through attending to the passing things, just goes that way. And this opens up a space in a way for us in our life to really be able to feel fully, because we are more in touch with that which feeling and all experience dies back into. And maybe as we open to that more and more, of somehow something some place in our mind where we can actually come to rest. We can actually stop. And that the processes of our mind that are so busy going here and going there and thinking and planning and suffering, they can come to cessation now. We can contemplate this in our experience. We can see that there are times when things quieten and agitation ceases. We can know that it happens. not contemplation, of relinquishment, just really as we see that we are not this pain, that we are not this body, that we are not this stuck bit. All of this flow of experience that we can fully feel, fully know, is not who we are. And we can begin to taste the deep joy and peace and happiness of a life, of a mind of non-clinging. We're not trying to be someone or protect or promote, but we can begin to open to that. Through learning how letting go happens on its own, when we come to deeply trust this process of awareness, this process of connection and opening, in which we discover our freedom, healing, release. And the wonder of this process, this practice, is that we never need to go beyond this breath, this one, right now. That the process and the fruits are always in and bound through this deepening, widening, opening to this momentary amorphous breathing alive, experiencing. Maybe at a certain point we can let go of all notions of practice. But until that is really possible and appropriate, we can really enjoy and trust this process for each one of us, you know, of learning how to foster this opening, you know, that each one of us has to find for ourselves, that no one else can really tell us. And, you know, to really trust yourself, trust what you're learning, and we really can be our own guide. So today, really encourage you to trust, sort of whatever, to whatever degree you can, in whatever way makes sense to you. Just to explore what that might be, how that might support you. Something we can trust in. Let's find out, let's find that, to really know that for ourselves.